But aren't there some suttas that just deal with Gaya?
It depends, because other sutta Buddha might point it out about Vedana.
So again, one has to read it in the context of the overall.
Okay, two questions about Sanya and Sanya Vipalasa. We know that Sanya Vipalasa with all akusala cittas. In the examples given in the commentary notes about how, for example, animals are attached to the fowl or see the fowl as being pleasant, they say it's because of Sanya Vipalasa. But what about when we have attachment to the pleasant? It's also Sanya Vipalasa.
Like the dog.
Like the dog. So why particularly do they refer the dog's example as being Sanya Vipalasa?
The same moment with Akusala Chitta.
The same Akusala. But they say, for example, why do dogs see the fowls?
If you don't mind about the shape and form, see, sometimes when you see something which is very unpleasant, but it can condition attachment.
Right.
Yeah, exactly the same.
We do the same. But I'm saying, why is this specifically given?
Just to help one to understand clearer.
They say, oh, why do dogs see the fowl as being pleasant? Oh, because of Sanya Vipalasa. But we could say, why do we have attachment? Because of Sanya Vipalasa.
All by Sanya Vipalasa.
Right, so no difference. Mm-hmm.
Is this the same as the pig dung thing?
Yes. Okay.
Mine's
the
about
old chestnut.
Wrong view. Because obviously we have a lot of wrong view. And wrong view is the first thing to be eradicated at a sort of pana level. And we've also discussed how there's a lot of ignorance and attachment during a day, but not necessarily wrong view of self. And my question, I suppose, is why isn't wrong view more apparent to us since we've been studying Dhamma? Okay, we're learning about Dhamma's visible object and so forth, but we're also learning about what wrong view is. But why are the moments of wrong view, of which there must be many, why are they not more apparent as moments of wrong view?
If each moment of attachment accompanied with wrong view, so
yes.
No place, no time for lopa without wrong view.
Every moment of lopa is a moment of wrong view.
No.
Not
every moment of lopa. The moments of lopa are either with or without wrong view.
Oh, okay.
So another way of putting my question, how can there be more awareness of wrong view when it arises in a day?
More.
More. Yes, please.
Because you see that you cannot select object.
Right.
For understanding at all.
Right.
No matter we talk about wrong view, it does mean that there can be awareness of wrong view when wrong view does not arise.
No.
So we can know wrong view, only wrong view is there with Satipatthana.
But other realities like, well, plain old lobha and dosa, even though there's no actual awareness of them when they arise, but at a certain level, we know that, okay, there's attachment now, there's aversion now, but wrong view doesn't seem to
does
manifest.
Not arise as much. For example, at this moment of seeing, what's there? Wrong view or just like or dislike the object?
And I think sometimes wrong view hides under the disguise of kusala, doing kusala. Like, we may think that we can develop kusala and don't notice the wrong view. It feels so right.
Depends if one's a person who tends to think that way, I suppose.
A lot of people do that.
Wrong view is anusya, and attachment to sensuous object is also anusya.
Yes.
So what is more in a day?
Attachment to sensuous object is more in a day.
Yeah.
But
so when there is right understanding, it's right understanding of that reality of which awareness is aware. One says that there is wrong view, but what is the object of wrong view? Because wrong view is jetasika, so it must have its object too.
Yeah, well, I couldn't answer that.
So it's not wrong view.
But there must be wrong view.
Anusya or akusala?
Akusala. Jonathan thinks it arises quite often, but we never know it.
No. If it arises so often, we know. For example, right now, they're seeing. Is there any wrong view of seeing or attachment to the object which is seen or the seeing?
So what we're coming down to is that there's a lot of anusya, that's wrong view, but it doesn't very often actually arrive as akusala.
The sotapanna eradicates wrong view completely, absolutely, yes. Because there is awareness of wrong view.
Right.
Otherwise, it's impossible to eradicate wrong view if wrong view is not the object, or if wrong view does not appear. For example, we know that citta arises one at a time, so it experiences an object, one object at a time.
Right.
So at this moment, the citta which sees does not hear at all.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so dark, right?
Mm.
When citta does not experience other object. But when an object appears, one understands the meaning of ayatana. How come this object appear? How come the other object appear from nothing? So the ayatana is there. The object is also ayatana, and the citta which experiences is also ayatana.
Mm.
And then when it's so dark and there's nothing but an object, one can understand wrong view, which is attached to that particular object as me. It's still me. Heat appear, or softness, or whatever it is, there is clinging, and one can see whether there is wrong view or there is attachment there. Clearly, because awareness is aware of it. If awareness is not aware, it's impossible to understand the characteristic of any reality at all. So one can see that only when awareness arises, it is aware. No expectation, not at will, because it is aware. And Panya, which has heard about all realities, conditioned the understanding, the growth of understanding of that particular reality as rupa or nama. But we don't have to say or mention anything at all, because at that moment Panya experiences with right understanding of that object. So if there is no wrong view at that moment, it's impossible to understand wrong view.
So it's a bit like a submerged rock. There's a huge accumulated tendency for it, but it doesn't often manifest.
Yes. Like the example Kunsuchin gave before, of children playing with sandcastles. Maybe no conditions for any wrong view to arise.
You said something like, when there is awareness of an object, then afterwards it can be thought of as my awareness. Did you say that?
There are five khandhas.
Yes.
When there is the awareness of one khandha, the other khandhas still I.
Right. Momentarily still I.
It's not completely eradicated at all.
Mm. You mean the tendency?
One knows that that is not enough panya to let go the clinging to the idea of self.
Because so often people say, for example, when following some special practice, and, oh, okay, well, there may be wrong idea of self, but they'll point out, oh, well, that's just one moment, and then you'll
Many
say it's there anyway.
Let's say out of the six doorways, if one doorway is understood, but the others are not understood, and we still take for self, why not the first doorway still be taken for self?
When the characteristic of citta is experienced directly, is there doubt about it?
At that moment.
And after?
Could be.
When you have eaten durian, do you have doubt about what the taste
it
is?
It tastes like.
Or?
But wrong view is anusaya. And anusaya can arise anywhere. Anything.
When anusaya arises, it's akusala citta.
Yes, so it can arise with any object.
Right, but you see that even there is attachment with wrong view of that object, but no understanding. Wrong view cannot understand wrong view at all as a reality. But whenever there is awareness, it depends on there is clinging to that object with wrong understanding because it's mine or it's me. So that right understanding can understand wrong view as just a reality. Otherwise, how can there be the understanding of wrong view as just a reality? Or lopa as just a reality? Sound as a reality?
I think we're talking different things. I thought what was being talked about is that if you understand, for instance, visible object rightly, and know that it is not self, it is possible that the other doorways will still be taken as self. But I'm saying that as long as there's the tendency to take any reality as self, why would one still not take visible object as self?
Because one has experienced the anatta-ness of it.
And you give the example of Thuriyan.
Like the first jhana, having tested it, can you take away that experience from the accumulation?
Yes, but that would work with all nama-rupa is nama-rupa.
Only that one.
That's the argument of those others. We say once you've understood one, you've understood them all.
That's what came up this morning.
Yeah, no, but you cannot reach there if you choose to ignore other doorways.
Meaning you can't get to that stage.
I mean, I actually understand a bit, I think, what Sukhin is saying. It seems that understanding of objects through different doorways develops together. It seems impossible to have very clear understanding of one doorway and no understanding of other doorways. It seems impossible to have clear understanding of visible object as anatta if meanwhile there is a strong idea of sound and bodily experienced objects as being self.
If sound does not appear, can there be the right understanding of sound at that moment of understanding the characteristic of reality which appears? And no one can select the objects for Vipassana Jnana to experience. Like now, we have different experiences. If Vipassana Jnana arises, it can experience whatever appears only.
So even if some realities are not experienced, because those that are experienced are understood clearly as dhammas, there wouldn't be any idea that those that are not experienced are somehow different.
That is thinking, but not the moment of directly experiencing it.
So there wouldn't be the wrong thinking about the others as being somehow different.
That's why after the first Vipassana Jnana, there are three parinya. The yata prinya, the tirana prinya, and the pahana prinya. Because that person knows exactly that that is only the beginning or the hint of direct experience. Because it has happened, so one can know the difference between vipassana jnana and not vipassana jnana.
So the ignorance of the other doorways is not that much the wrong view.
It's just that they haven't been the objects of awareness.
And it depends on how much the accumulation of that person is about reality. That's why someone can attain enlightenment so fast, and someone has to keep on developing so long. Because even it appears, it depends on panya, whether it's ready to become detached, and so it can experience the arising and falling away after, instantly or later, or such a long, long time. Otherwise, it's not dukkha patipatha and sukha patipatha tanya pinda. So after the vipassana has fallen away, the satipatthana goes on with the idea or the understanding better than when vipassana jnana does not arise yet. But it takes time because lots of avicca and lopa are conditioned to arise.
But for example, the vipassana jnanas are only attained once, so the satipatthana continues developing. But I was confused by something you said earlier about experiencing vipassana jnana again.
Because you see that no one can stop the readiness of vipassana jnana. Even it's the first one, and panya does not go to the other one, because it takes time. So it depends on condition, whether vipassana jnana will arise or not. But if it arises, that person knows that it's exactly the same, no advance at all, or it is different from the first one. And what hinders the growth or the advancement of the first vipassana jnana to the second vipassana jnana?
I think it's the same as now, because there are some doorways that one has a good idea of what it means for awareness to be through that door, and the other doorways which one has no idea, there's no awareness.
For example, various kind of food and dishes, and you have tasted only one. What about the others? No matter you know that it's there and it's rupa, but the taste is not appeared yet.
Can the Aryan stages also be referred to as stages of insight?
Yes.
And are there any stages of insight referred to as between Sotapanna, Sakadagami, any other Vipassana jnanas in between?
You mean that after becoming a Sotapanna, one knows that it needs more development of Satipatthana? Otherwise, how can there be the understanding of the arising and falling of realities again and again?
I think she means between Sotapatti Magga Citta and Sakadagami Magga Citta. Are there any stages, any in-between stages?
The same anupasana, like anicca-anupasana, anatta-anupasana, and so forth, nipitta-anupasana. Because before all the attachment can be eradicated, one can see how deeply rooted it is.
Sorry, what are these different terms that you keep mentioning again?
The three characteristics, tukha-anupasana, anatta-anupasana.
I don't think I've heard those terms before. Actually.
A lot in Patisampita.
I see.
Yeah. Nirodha-anupasana, virakha-anupasana, lots of panya.
So different kinds of panya arising.
That's a different way of classifying.
Actually, they are all panya, but different aspects.
Different aspects.
The lopa can get away.
You mentioned before the parinyas. What's parinyas?
Parinya. Parinya. What do you call it in English? The three parinya. Yata parinya, tirana parinya, pahana parinya. In Thai language, it's just degree. Diploma or from university when you pass the test.
Here it says, full understanding, full comprehension. There are three kinds of mundane lokiya parinya, namely full understanding of the known jnata parinya, as investigating tirana parinya, and as overcoming pahana parinya, etc. Full understanding by investigating is that insight wisdom, vipassana panya, which has the three general characteristics, impermanence, suffering, not-self, as its object, and which arises when attributing a general characteristic to physical and mental phenomena, is, for instance, corporeality is impermanent, feeling is impermanent. So it's the understanding of the characteristics of the realities.
The Vipassana jnanas fit into the parinyas. So, for example, in the Mula Pariyaya Sutta, sometimes they refer to the parinyas. People say, oh, it doesn't mention about stages of insights in the suttas, but sometimes they refer to the parinyas.
So what is the first parinya?
Jnata parinya.
Yes, but and what is it?
I think is it the first three stages of insight? The
nama rupa paricheta jnana.
Only the first
it's
one. The,
and pachyaparikana.
The tender insight.
And when it's tirana parinya, does one not have jnata parinya either?
Must have jnata parinya
from the very beginning.
It does mean that. Developed. It doesn't mean it's suddenly abandoned.
It does mean that when it's tirana parinya, there is no jnata parinya anymore.
So in the same way, when there's higher stage of insight,
it's
still
like when we learn to read, we know A, B, C, D. So it's there when we read other book.
So the simile of the relay carriages is a bit misleading. Because actually one doesn't lead the
first. What about the understanding that without the support of the previous one? That's why when we read, we should have the understanding of reality, not just follow the words.
We've talked a lot about how in the development of understanding and awareness, the very first level is understanding the difference between nama and rupa. And we know that nama is the reality that experiences an object. And rupa we know as the reality that does not experience an object. In the texts, when it talks about rupa, I don't think it uses that definition or explanation. And as we saw in the extract that Betty just read out, rupa tends to be defined in terms of something that's subject to oppression or change.
And what is it?
Well, it puzzles me.
Is it nama?
No, it's not nama.
That's what we tend to think of as rupa. We tend more to think of that rather than think of rupa does not know an object.